Part 2. The Ship. Chapter 1. Gwen Tremaine was in love. Given that she was 20 years old and not at all unattractive, this shouldn't have been astonishing. But in point of fact, she was more than astonished. She couldn't really believe it. She had resigned herself to a lonely life. Not lonely in the sense of having no friends, although she had few enough. But she was convinced that she would never be in love, and even doubted whether anyone else ever had been. She had strongly suspected that all the poetic passages, all the lyric descriptions of how one felt when one was in love, had been invented by poets and writers who felt there ought to be such feelings, but who had never experienced them. Physical attraction, she understood. She'd had several affairs and enjoyed them all. But what she couldn't seem to arouse, in herself or others, was whatever the poets felt when they spoke of love. She had tried, and a few times she thought it was happening to her, but it never developed into anything more. The strong affection, the need for someone else's company that she saw in the few girls she got along with, sometimes she felt stirrings of it, but it never lasted. Generally, what few stirrings she did experience happened after physical encounters, and usually hadn't lasted past the cold light of morning. For a while, she had blamed her inability to fall in love on the men in her life, and indeed there was some justice in that. She'd been attracted to as thoroughgoing a collection of cynics, bounders, and just plain cads as it was possible for her to imagine. Even her friends said so. Not that it was so obvious when she met them. She didn't seek out the most popular boy in her high school class, or lust after the jocks who could and did have every girl in the school. She was more likely to date the quiet ones with glasses who read a lot. Some had never had a date before, yet they invariably left her for her friends as soon as she built up their confidence to a level where they dared ask someone.